Hey friends, did you know that Azure API Management handles more than 77 billion API requests each month, and that number of API requests is doubling every 6 months? Meow is here to show us how easy it is to publish, manage, secure, and analyze your APIs in minutes today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Meow Jiang to talk about some of the new features in Azure API Management. How are you?
Good.
So what's new?
So first of all, just a quick product refresher. Mm-hmm. So Azure API Management as a service that helps our customers to publish, secure, analyze, and manage their APIs. Mm-hmm. And some of the common use cases are first to create an enterprise API catalog and provide a central place for people to discover, onboard, and consume your APIs. It's often used together with Azure Service Bus, Logic Apps, and Event Grid to create an enterprise-wide integration platform. Some other use cases are mobile enablement, basically exposing your APIs to mobile and IoT devices. And also an emerging scenario is to use API Management to create an API gateway for your microservices and serverless applications. So our team has been super busy and shipping features that our customers want, right? And today I'm going to demonstrate three new features that we shipped recently. Mm-hmm. The first one is called versions and revisions. Basically, this is a feature that helps our customers to better manage the lifecycle of their APIs. So there are two concepts here. There are API versions and revisions. So versions is something that the consumers of my APIs are aware of. Mm-hmm. And basically, I can create a new version of my API and make changes to it.
Okay.
And it's up to the consumers of my API to decide when they are ready to adopt a new version. Mm-hmm. Right? And then there is revisions. It's something that only the API publisher is aware of. And I can create a new revision with changes to my APIs. And it will be private to me as the publisher of the API until I publish it. So it allows me to make changes to my APIs in a private and safe way. Mm-hmm. So let's see how that works.
Let's do it.
So let me jump into my API management instance. And let's go to APIs. And here is a list of my APIs. As mm-hmm. you can see, I have one API called the Demo Conference API, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a very simple API that returns some data about this conference, such as speakers, sessions, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So let's first give it a try in the test console to make sure everything's working. OK, I just made a call to this operation, and everything works, right? Mm-hmm. So the next thing I want to do is that I want to make a change to this API. I want to add a new operation under this API, right? So as we know, adding a new operation is not a breaking change. Mm-hmm. So I do not need a new version for this API. Mm. But I do want to make this change in a private and a safe way, right? And only publish it when everything tests out, right? Mm-hmm. So let me first go ahead and create a new revision for this API. So to create a new revision, let's go to Revisions tab. As you can see, currently, there is only one revision under this API, and it is the current revision. This is what people see when they come to the developer portal of my API management instance.
Okay.
So to create a new revision, let me just click Add Revision and add a note for myself, adding a new operation. OK, so now you can see that I have two revisions under this API, but okay. revision one is still the current revision, right? So let's go back to the design view and make sure I am on revision two. So now I can go ahead and add a new operation, right? Mm-hmm. So let me click on add a new operation. Let's say the operation I want to add is called get top speaker. So basically, it returns the top speaker for this conference based on ratings, right? And also, I'm also going to use the response marking feature, which allows me to which allows me to create an operation that returns marked responses. So I don't have to necessarily hook up with the backend.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Exactly.
What about the developer who's making this thing? They may not have created it yet. So
exactly.
You're going to mock it.
With this feature, I can immediately unblock the front-end developers who need to use this operation while my back-end developer is still working on the code of this new operation.
Interesting. But that front-end developer is really making a real HTTP call to a real server. In
exactly.
this case, it's API management that's doing the mocking.
Exactly. So I'm going to create a mocked response here. It will be HTTP 200. And here I'm going to provide a sample response. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's application JSON. And let's say the name of the best speaker is Miao Jiang, mm-hmm. shamelessly. Great. OK, so now this new operation has been created.
Okay.
The last step I need to do is basically enable mocking using that response I just created. Okay, so everything's good. Let's go back to the test console and give it a try.
It's really convenient that you can test it directly from the portal. I noticed that you're not switching back and forth between the portal and somewhere like Postman, even though you could.
Exactly. We have a test console right embedded in this admin experience.
Yeah, that's great.
As you can see, I just made a call to this new operation, and I got a response from this mocked response I created. Mm-hmm. Okay, so everything looks good, right? So now I'm ready to publish this revision to be the current revision.
Right? So you were doing all of that as a private
exactly.
Endpoint.
To prove that, let's go to the developer portal. This is where the consumers of my APIs will come, right?
Okay.
If I go to the APIs and go to the demo conference API, as you can see, that get top speaker operation is not here.
Right. Okay?
So now we are ready to publish this new revision. Let's go back to the revisions tab and click on the three dots here, and let's say make current.
Yeah, interesting. I noticed that you have the choice of making current and making a version from that
exactly.
revision.
Exactly. I can also create
well.
A new version based on this new revision.
So it's really up to you, and API management enables you to express semantic versioning for your API however you choose to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
We made it super flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can also provide a change log for this change. Okay, so now you can see revision 2 is the current revision,
okay.
Right? So if we go back to the developer portal, if I refresh this page, you can see that that new operation has appeared here.
That happened immediately.
Immediately, that's right. So the next thing I want to do is, let's say now I want to, for some reason, I want to make a breaking change to my API.
Okay.
Let's say I need to remove that new operation we just created,
mm-hmm.
just because people are jealous that Miao is the best speaker. So let me go back to the design view, actually. So to create a new version of this API, it's super simple.
Okay.
I just click on the three dots here next to my API.
Right.
And say add version.
Mm.
Right. So first of all, we need to provide a name to this new version. Let's just call it V2. And in terms of the versioning scheme, we made it super flexible. So you can have your version identifier either in the path, in the header, or in the HTTP query string. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, let's just keep it simple. Let's keep it in the path.
Okay.
Okay. And for the version identifier, again, you can use any semantics you want. You can have call it V1, V2, or use a date or any semantics you want. So in this case, I'll just call it V2.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just add it to a product so we can use it. Okay. Create. Okay. So now under the demo conference API, you can see I have two versions now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the original version and V2. So currently, V2 is exactly the same as the original version because it's just a replica of the original version. And now we can go to V2 and make changes. So let's go to V2. Let's say I'm going to delete this new operation.
Mm-hmm. Which would break anyone who is using the original one if you removed it from the original.
Exactly, yes. So just to remove this operation in V2, and if I go back to the original version, you can see that operation is still there. So people who have been using this operation will not be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go to the developer portal, if I go to the APIs page, you can see under demo conference API, it also shows there are two versions, original and V2. If I go to V2, that operation is gone. And if I go to original, the operation is still there. So this is versions and revisions. It really allows API publishers to roll out changes to their APIs in a safe way.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that can be used for, of course, all the services people have, but also their microservices and things that they're putting together of any kind. This is the front end to all of your APIs.
Exactly, exactly. So the second feature I want to demonstrate today is our integration with Azure Application Insights.
Okay.
So basically, it allows API management to send telemetry data from your API management instance to your Azure Application Insights instance so that you can monitor and troubleshoot your APIs using Azure Application Insights. So let me go back to my API management instance. So to enable this integration, first of all, you need to go to the Application Insights view here, tab here. Basically, this allows you to create a connection between your API management instance and your Azure Application Insights instance.
Okay.
As you can see, I already have one connection created here. To add a new connection, I just click on the Add button, and I can pick my App Insights instance from here and provide a description, and that's it. Right. So I'm not going to do that here because I already have a connection. And next, if I go back to the APIs view,
okay.
So if I go to All APIs, go to Settings,
we
have a bunch of settings to allow you to control what and when to log telemetry to Azure App Insights. For example, you can select which Application Insights instance you want to send the telemetry to, right? And also you can control the telemetry sampling. So basically you can reduce the volume of data that we send to Azure App Insights.
So you might turn it down to every other or every 10th if you felt that your APIs were producing too much telemetry.
Exactly. And let's say if you reduce the sampling rate to, let's say, 20%, but you still want telemetry when there is an error.
Of course.
So we have a checkbox here called always log error. So basically, this allows you to always send a telemetry when there's an erroneous condition. For example, if the backend times out or if the backend returns an unexpected response code. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we are currently making changes to all APIs. So this will apply to all the APIs, but you can also have these settings for each individual API. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I already have Azure App Insights enabled. So if I go to my App Insights instance, there are a few things here that are really useful. The first one is the application map, which gives me a quick high-level overview of how my APIs are doing, if they are healthy or not, right?
And I've used Application Insights extensively for app services, and I can tell people it's amazing. Just being able to turn this on, and it's so great that you in API management have turned it on, you get so much information. Like, you get this diagram for free.
Yeah, I love it.
Just you didn't have to do anything. You checked a box, you set it up, and look at all the context and information that you get. It's so valuable.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a really useful feature. So here we are looking at the application map of my APIs, right? Okay. As you can see, my API management instance is deployed into two regions, mm-hmm. and the traffic doesn't look super healthy here. Mm. For example, in the West US instance, right, here you can see 16% of the incoming requests are failing, right? Uh-oh. So if I click on a node, I can quickly see, here are the top failing requests, right? One of them is the conference API, right? It's the sessions operation.
Oh, wow.
If I click on that, I can see the failure rate over time, right? And if I click on the top three response code here, I can see some of the recent requests. If I keep zooming in, it will show me what exactly is the exception. So I can see, this API, these calls are failing because people are using invalid API keys, basically.
Yep. And it's so valuable. And just as a fan of Application Insights and API management, if you scroll down here at the bottom on the right-hand side, it's got things like, show me the telemetry slightly before and slightly after. You can just turn it on, and it's going to take all those great APIs that you're making available in API management, have so much more intelligence behind them. It's such a great feature.
Yep.
I love that you've made this possible.
Yep. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you here is the live metrics, live dashboard. So basically, it gives you a real-time view of your API traffic. Mm. So imagine if you just released an API and you can see traffic coming in real-time. It's super cool, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back to my API management instance and go to our conference API. Let me just try to make a few calls.
Yeah, I can imagine releasing a product and everyone's sitting around a big television watching the live dashboard of our API that just went live.
Yep.
Very exciting time. So you're making calls from your test here.
Yeah. So if I go back
to the live. A little fake load testing there. And there they are, instantly.
Instantly, yeah.
Yeah. When we say live, we're not joking. That means live.
Exactly. All right. So this is the live dashboard. The next thing I want to show you here is the Match Explorer. So basically, it allows me to quickly create custom charts based on telemetry we send to App Insights. Mm-hmm. For example, I can add a new chart here. And let's say I want to look at the number of requests to the API backend, right? Mm-hmm. So I can have dependency calls.
Yeah, and dependency calls are super useful because you're getting to see who's downstream of you.
Exactly.
Okay. And these charts and these metric explorers are so great because you can then pin them on your dashboard and view them from anywhere.
Exactly.
In Azure.
Well, the reason it's not showing chart is because I have select. I was filtering by only a single API, which
indeed
has no traffic. Oh, sorry.
Okay. So you apply those, and then refresh that.
There you go.
And then there it is.
Yep.
Almost 3,000 requests right there, and it updates like that.
Right, exactly. I can quickly navigate or explore the metrics based on the telemetry data.
I feel like everyone who's using API management should turn on App Insights. The two products complement each other so nicely.
Yeah, totally, yeah. So my favorite feature in App Insights here is their powerful query engine, which allows me to quickly drill into a live-side issue or troubleshoot my APIs. Right? For example, let's say it's 2 a.m. in the morning and I get a call from one of our customers, say, hey, I'm getting 400 or 500 HTTP responses for your mm-hmm. API. What's going on? Right? So I can easily go to App Insights and go to Analytics here and query all the telemetry that we sent to App Insights.
Right, and if you already know how to do these queries, it's the same language that you use across any Azure resource.
Exactly, yep. So let's say the first thing I want to do here is I want to query all the requests where result code is not 200 in the last 24 hours.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So here we got one here, and you can see this is the telemetry
we sent. 401s that we saw.
Yeah. So if I copy the operation ID, and then query exceptions, where operation ID equals to that. Sorry, spaces.
It's always the spaces.
Yep. And there we go.
Yep,
and
there
we
is.
Saw the exception for this request.
Access denied due to invalid subscription key.
Exactly. This
and
is how you
in that much time, you were able to dig into an exception and understand exactly what went wrong.
Exactly. Yep. So this is our integration with App Insights, super useful for troubleshooting and monitoring your APIs. And the last feature I want to demonstrate here is called entity tags. Basically, it's a feature that allows API publishers to assign tags to their APIs and operations. So this is useful because it helps them to better organize and present their APIs on the developer portal. And also, it improves the searchability of their APIs, both in the admin portal and in the developer portal.
So important once you have more than a few dozen operations.
Exactly, yep. So let me show you how that works. So let's go to my demo conference API. If I go to settings, as you can see, I've already tagged it with a tag called events, right? And for example, my HTTP Bing API, I have tagged it with a tag called utility. Basically, basically I'm tagging my APIs based on the usage, right?
Yep.
So after I've tagged my APIs, the one thing I can do here is I can filter my APIs here in the admin portal based on those tags. For example, I can quickly show all my APIs that are for events.
Yep.
Right? And if I go to the developer portal here, go to the APIs page, again, developers can also search my APIs based on tags. But one cool thing here is that they can also view my APIs grouped by the tags. So let me show right here. So here you can see all the APIs are now grouped according to their tags so that if I have dozens of APIs, developers can quickly find the APIs that are useful to them.
Very cool. It gives a functional cross-cutting view. Even though you might have a lot of different APIs run by different teams, everything that is events or everything that is utilities can be seen.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So are all these things available and ready to be looked at right now? People can use these?
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. We're learning about all kinds of great new features in Azure API management that you can use in your services and your microservices that can help you integrate across all Azure products. We're learning about that today on Azure Friday.